Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名啊，我开始来证道。
It's as my memory, it's right, and maybe this is my first time to lead and helping the spiritual convocation in Pacific Church in Pacific.
在我的记忆当中，可能是这是第一次啊，我来帮助啊这个太平洋教会的灵恩布道会。
This first hour tonight as an evangelical topic.Pick up this topic is the rich man and the Lazarus.
那么今天晚上是我们第一个布道会的晚上，我要根据圣经来查考财主跟拉撒路的故事。
When you look at the whether you're Christians or non-Christian or true seekers, Bible has gives us Bible has a lot of knowledge and Bible a lot of wisdom.
不论是我们的慕道朋友，或者是我们弟兄姐妹也好。我们看圣经的确是给我们很多这个智慧跟知识。
It has a great long history and many people that contribute the writing by the inspiration of God.
就是有多长的时间以来这个借着圣灵的感动这些人他们集合自己所有的这个对神的心他们写下这个圣经的不同的这个的书。
We know the life is quite busy and life is great pressure every day.
我们知道这每天的生活有时候是非常的忙碌，非常的紧张。
That's why people seeking for their recreation to let them their time to get some rest or get some fresh air.
因此很多人在忙碌生活当中他们需要点娱乐能够这个吸取一点新鲜的空气。
And many people they pay more.And so they get more cable channel, so they can enjoy using the remote control to relax on the seat and the sofa.
今天有很多人花的多一点钱来这个订这个卫星的这个电视节目那他用这个遥控来选择自己想看的这个节目。
And some people they pay more.So that they can the better speed on the internet, so they can enjoy their look at the entertain their eyes and their ears.
那么有些人他们也愿意多花一点钱用这个高速的这个网路能够上网站来看一些娱乐的节目来轻松他们的心情。
But we have experienced that no matter how long we watch TV and no matter how long we're searching around the internet, but it doesn't give us a true refreshment in our soul, in our heart.
但是根据我们的经验无论是你看了多少的电视或者上了多少的网站总是满足不了你的心。
But when you have a time, when we go back to the Bible, and when we open the Word of God, we read, it gives a different and feeling, and also gives us true inspirations.And source that refresh our soul and our heart.
但是只要我们愿意回到圣经神的话当我们解开这个圣经的时候就感觉到让我们真正的能够在这个心灵里头来经历体验到这个神给我们的这些智慧能力。
Especially when you open the book, like the first four books of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, this is book that.The story about the Jesus Christ.
都是你打开这个新约圣经看到马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音这四本书就是在介绍主耶稣。
And there is a many precious word that gives us a great inspiration, especially those like parables and story. It gives us important insight in our life.
那么看圣经里面有很多这个是主耶稣所讲的各种的比喻那么这些总是带给我们在生活当中很多这个属灵的智慧很多的这个见识。
Now, tonight we'll discuss, I'd like to share about this topic is one of the parable of Jesus Christ.
那么今天晚上我就借着圣经里头主耶稣讲一个财主跟拿撒勒的比喻我们来查考一下道理。
Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 16.
我们打开路加福音的第十六章。
Book of Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的第十六章。
Chapter 16 from verse 19 to 31.
我们从十九节读到三十一节。
chapter 16 from verse 19.
这个路加福音16章19节读起。
Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed in a purple and fine linen, and galled living in splendor every day. And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, and covered with the sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Beside, even the dog were coming and licking his sores. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in the Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue. For I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. Verse 27. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house. For I have a five brothers, that he may warn them, let they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he says, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. 31. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded if someone rise from the dead. This is a very famous parable.
这是一段非常有名的这个比喻。
But this parable gives us a very important teaching, as a very important truth.
但是主耶稣所说的这个比喻给我们一个很重要的真理。
And life in this world, it can be rich, it can be poor in this world.
因为在今生的生活，我们可能是像财主或者是像拉撒路这样的贫穷。
But and one day we have to die.
但是总有一天我们要过世。
And death is the truth. Nobody can get away from it.
这个死亡是最后大家必须要面临的，没有一个能逃脱。
Many people think that there's a no life after death.
有些人想说死后没有再有来生的事。
Some people they have some difficulty in their life, and then they choose to commit suicide.
有些人在今生遇到困难，结果他们选择自杀。
So that way they can just get away from the problems they think.
所以他们想说这样子一自杀就了了这今生的痛苦。
But in this parable, Jesus talking about that death is not the end, but that is another beginning.
但是主耶稣在这个比喻当中提到说死并不是了结了，以后还有死后的事。
And also when after their death, and the both sides, they already determined to their own place to be.
那就是在今生这财主跟拉撒路他们已经注定了死后要去的地方。
And also these two places cannot exchange, cannot go to over to the other side.
而且这两个地方无论是天堂或地狱他们不能交换的，不能从一个地方到另外一个地方去。
And also one side here mentioned that one side have a comfort, and there's one side have a peace, and one side has a rest.
这个故事又告诉我们在一边有很多的这个安慰。另外一边有很多的痛苦。
But the other side has a torment. The other side has some, there's a lot, some consider as a great suffering.
这是在地狱的这一边有很多的这个痛苦这个的事情。
And both sides can feel it. Both sides can feel it from their sense, can feel it.
这两边无论是天堂或地狱他们总是感觉到无论是喜乐或者是痛苦。
And then led the tour to the end that the rich man has some brothers.
那么在提到说这个财主啊，他提到说他在啊这个今生的时候，他有很多的弟兄。
Verse 20 mentioned that I have five brothers.
二十节提到说啊，这里说我有五个兄弟。
Maybe he's the one first that maybe died.
啊，或许就是这个财主是五个兄弟当中第一个过世的。
So these five would still survive.
啊，那么还有五个弟兄，他们还是活着。
So he begging to the Abraham to ask.Somebody go there to helping them to let them believe in God.
所以他要求亚伯拉罕说亚伯拉罕啊，请你差遣一些人到我的弟兄当中，跟他们讲说，他们在今生要信有神。
So do not let them come to the same place he suffered in the torment.
因此他们不至于向我死后来到这阴间受苦。
But what Abraham said, verse 29, said they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
但是在二十九节，亚伯兰说他们有摩西跟先知的话，可以听从他们。
Maybe because somebody resurrect from the dead.
或许想说，但是若是有人从死里头复活
，But because of people resurrect from the dead, it's not because of this instance that they believe in God.
就是有人从死里复活。到我的弟兄那里去告诉他们，他们也不是因此就相信。
If they do not listen to the word of God.
因为若是他们在今生不愿意听神的话的话。
So to persuade the word of God through the word of God, it's the only way to believe in God.
所以只有在今生他们愿意有一颗来追求相信神的话的心他们才有得救的机会。
I'd like to share about four points tonight in this message I'd like to share with you about this through this parable.
所以今天晚上我们借着财主跟拿撒路的这个比喻我要举出四点，大家来共同思想。
Let's look at the chapter 16, verse 22.
我们看第十六章的第二十二节。
Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosoms, and the rich man also died and was buried.
二十二节说，后来那讨患的死了，被天使带去换在亚伯拉罕的怀里，那财主也死了。
In verse 22, it is a summarization of their death. So it's not they both of them died the same day, but anyway, they died, both of them.
So 二十二节就是他们今生生活的总结他们不是说两个同时在一个日子死了。
When here they describe the poor man, here that the poor man died and he was carried away by the angel to Abraham's bosoms. This is how.The poor man, the Lazarus, how he died and how it happened in his soul to be what happened to him in his soul.
但是圣经告诉我们说这个拉撒路，这个是讨患的乞丐，他死了，但是他被天使带去换在亚伯拉罕的怀里头。
Yet the verse 20 describes this certain poor man's named Lazarus, and His life condition, living condition is considered as a poor, and even poor, considered as a poor, poorest one.
这二十节提到说这里一个讨患的名字叫拉撒路，而且他是浑身生疮可以说是这个困苦人当中最困苦的人。
Not only he doesn't have money, but his body also suffer with the sores.
他不仅是一个讨患没钱的甚至他是全身都生这个疮。
We can think about that if we don't have anything to eat in our life.
我们想想，若是我们一点东西都没有吃的
，life truly turn out to be very miserable.
当然，我们讲生活是非常的凄惨。
Many people they losing their job and they're laid off from the companies.
有很多人今天他被解雇或者是他失业了。
In Korea, many people they laid off from their job and end up they cannot even handle their financial problem there.Their family and their life, so end up they commit suicide. Many of them.
今天在韩国的社会也有是一样的危机。很多人他们没有办法这个维持生活，因为他们失去的工作没有办法养活自己的家人。那么因此在这种情况之下，有很多人他们自杀。
Because we cannot guarantee about our futures.
因为没有一个人能够确实保证他们的将来。
Maybe because today's your job and your career.Makes your life to secure, and it seems enough to make your life to be comfortable.
今天有些人有工作那么你觉得生活有安全保障让你的生活觉得很舒服。
But one day we can encounter some of difficulties, financial, such like financial difficulties come upon our life.
但是有一天或许你会在你的这个经济上遇到困难。
Maybe we do not face to be like a beggars, like this a poor man like a Lazarus.
或许我们想说，我们不会遭遇到像这个财主拉撒路这样的凄惨的状况。
But such a situation that physically we go through, then it's considered a great difficulty. It's considered great suffering.
但是我们就是所经过的这个失业或者是找工作没工作找也是一个非常困难的这个挑战跟刺激。
Verse 21 that described his life is he waiting for the rich man and under the table of the rich man, let the rich man to put something like crumbs, which is the verse, the feed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. So he waiting for the rich man get something.Fall down from the rich man's table and bring this as his own food to eat and survive.
这个二十一节圣经记载说，这个拉撒路这个乞丐他是每天等候在这个财主的桌子底下，因为他要想盼望得到从财主桌子上掉下来的零碎来充饥。
And this is a fact of life in this world.
事实上这也是描写今生很多人的生活。
For the poor man, his death is it, for him is the end of his suffering.
对于这个拉撒路这个乞丐，他的死事实上是结束了他受苦的一生。
For him is a new beginning of his life.
他死了导致他另外这个生活一夜的开始。
Even though when he was when he has a physical life, he believed in God.
他就是在今生生活的时候很痛苦，但是他相信有神。
He knew that there's a life after death.
他也相信这个今生过去以后还有来世。
So when he hear the verse 20 to mention that the poor man died and he was, when you mentioned poor man died.
所以这串声音讲说这个拉撒路这个讨患的这个穷人死了。
But the moment his death, here the verse 20 to be explained that he was carried away by the angel to Abraham's bosoms.
但是二十二节说这个讨患的死了那个时候他被天使带去。换在这亚伯拉罕的怀里头。
And released from the suffering, and also the beginning of new glory and beginning of the good of true rest.
所以他死了，结束他凄惨的一生但是他又开始了这快乐的在来世的生活。
And let's look at the continued verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
And the rich man also died and was buried.
所以财主也死了，而且埋葬了。
When the rich man died, definitely the rich man maybe have a very a big huge funeral service maybe funeral you know the ceremonies.
我们相信这个有钱的财主他死的时候一定有非常铺张的这个丧葬这个仪礼在纪念他的生活。
Verse 20 doesn't describe that a poor man died and buried, but just mentioned the poor man died. That's it. But here the rich man.Also die and was buried. It goes through all the procedures to bury in the right place.
二十二节提到说，那个讨患的这个拉撒路死了，那么他没有经过这个这么多繁琐的这个铺张的这个埋葬的仪式但是这个才子呢，他死了，那么经过很多铺张的这个埋葬的仪式。
As a man's sense, maybe this poor man it died, maybe just.Put toss, you know, on the some of the valley, maybe put the body, just leave it there, maybe.
说不定这个逃犯的这个拉撒路死了很多人就用这个这个金把它包着，那就把它丢在这个土里头。
But rich man, he has a wonderful funeral ceremony, and then buried in the wonderful place.
但是这个财主他死了他被换在这个很好的棺材。这个被葬在很好的墓地。
But we have noticed the verse 22. This poor man was carried away by the angels to the Abraham's bosom. But this rich man, no any angel come to carry his body him to any place.
那么这个逃犯的死了圣经讲说他被天使带去换在这亚伯兰的怀里头。但是这个才子呢倒是没有天使。来接他到这个天上去。
This is a significant difference.
啊，这就是其中最大的差别的地方。
One goes to the paradise, one goes to the Hades.
啊，因为一个啊上到这个很好的这个天堂，但是一个啊凄凄惨惨的下了阴间。
And some people say, well, how come this poor man is believing God? But we can understand based on the name of the Lazarus' names.
啊，有些人讲说啊，我们观看这拉撒路啊，他的名字，我们知道他是一个相信神的人。
The Lazarus means is God help them.
因为这拉撒路本身的意思就是说神帮助他们。
God help them.
啊，神帮助。
A simple name, but it is has a showing that it's a faith out of the names.
啊，拉撒路很简单的名字，但是表示他心中对神有信心。
Let's look at verse 23.
我们看23节。
And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, and being in torment, and saw Abram far away, and Lazarus in his bosoms. Verse 20 describes of this rich man what happened after his death.
啊，二十三节就提到啊，这。啊，这个财主跟拉撒路他们死以后，他们的所遇到的事。
And he died, and he saw, recognized, and Hades. He lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He understood it. Now he was in the Hades, and he realized the sense of his body. His body can feel it, the torments and sufferings.
啊，圣经记载说，这个财主他死了以后，他在阴间受痛苦。啊，他是极目远远的看见。这个亚伯拉罕又看见拉撒路在他的怀中。
And then also he saw the Abram far away and Lazarus in his bosoms. He looked at the Lazarus also.
啊，在他痛苦的时候，他远远的看见啊，这亚伯拉罕，还有呢，就是拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
Jesus used this parable to describe that there is a hell and there is a kingdom of God.
啊，主耶稣用这个简单的比喻啊，清楚的告诉我们啊，将来有天国。啊，但是将来也有地狱。
If faith is a simple matters,
啊，这个信心啊是一个很简单的事。
Whatever the Bible says, whatever the Jesus mentioned about in the parables, all the his words, we just take with a simple heart.
啊，主耶稣在圣经里头，无论是讲些什么，我们必须要存一个单纯的信心来相信、来接受。
Once we understand this with the faith.
若是我们了解啊，我们就用信心来接受。
Makes our life change and different.
啊，这样子就会改变我们的一生。
When we get the insurance in this world,
啊，在我们啊一生当中，都是我们有这个保险。
We have to pay a lot of money to hold this insurance.
啊，我们要付很多的钱啊，才会有这个医药的保险。
But faith is we do not require any penny of our money.
啊，但是信心相信神啊，并不需要我们交很多的保险费。
Simply just listen to the word of God and take it with a simple faith.
啊，就是我们啊，单纯的听到神的话，我们就接受啊，到我们心中。
I'm sure because you and I we understand that one day we died. This is the truth.
啊，我们大家都知道，有一天你跟我都会死，这是真理。
I'm sure if I say you die and I die, you agree definitely.
啊，若是我跟你讲说我死，你也会死，你一定会答，你一定会
同意的。But then we do not believe right after that. I mentioned that according to the Bible says there is a life after death.
啊，但是有很多人不相信有来世的来生的问题，但是圣经讲死了还有来生。
But maybe you can disagree at the moment from the death. Maybe there's no life. Maybe.
啊，但是你可能会不同意，你想说死以后就没有来世的问题。
But Bible continue telling us.
啊，但是圣经啊，明明的告诉我们
，There is a life after death.
啊，就是在死后还有来生的问题。
Of course, this is your choice and my choice.
啊，当然这是你跟我必须要做的选择。
But if truly happen this once, according to the word of God in the according to the Bible here.
啊，但是都是根据圣经。啊，的确有这样的事情发生的话
，What if that your decision it turn out to be？
啊，那么我问你，啊，今天你会做任何的啊什么样的抉择呢
？Because this is a serious matter.
啊，因为这是一个很严肃的一个问题。
It's not just we just think about just one minute. Maybe there's life, maybe not life. But since I haven't seen it, so I don't believe it.
啊，你不能讲说啊，因为我看不见啊，所以我不相信有这个来生的事。
But 2,000 years ago, when Jesus talking about this, at that time, people start to believe in this his word.
啊，但是在2000多年前啊，当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，很多人他们听了就相信了。
Now 2,000 years pass by now.
那么2000年过去了。
Still, many people believe these passages.
啊，到今天还是很多人相信耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Then at least you have to give some credit to this word.
啊，所以你必须要啊对神的话啊能够啊。啊，相信他的准确性。
Maybe take some time to think about it.
啊，或许你要花点时间来想一想。
So makes your life it's truly turn out to be meaningful.
那么你都是去想一想啊，这样子的事对你会有产生很重要意义。
Before we turn on the TV.
啊，在我们还没有打开啊这个电视节目之前。
Before we do something else.
啊，在我们还没有做别的事之前。
Maybe we sit down.And meditate upon these issues.
啊，我们应该啊坐下来，安安静静的来想一想，到底耶稣讲这个比喻是什么
？Is there there's a life after death?
啊，是不是这个死后真的是有这个来生的事
？Is there there's a God truly provide us this place?
啊，真的有这一位神啊，他啊准备将来我们要去的天堂吗
？Is it true if I do not believe in God, it happened to me that my life goes to the place we have full of torments?
啊。真的有这么一回事啊？若是我不相信神的话，那以后我要去的就是阴间受苦的地方吗
？This is a parable. It's not came from the just like us, like a man, but it came from the Jesus Christ.
啊，因为这个比喻啊，并不是从一个人的口中说出来的，乃是从耶稣基督的口中说出来的。
Now let's look at the second point.
我们再看第二点。
And verse 24.
我们看24节。
And he cried out, said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send."Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames. And he's talking about his, because he was in the, with a flame, so he's thirsty in his tongue.
啊，这边提到说啊，这个财主啊，他在邀请这个亚伯拉罕啊，派这个拉撒路啊，用这个指头来滴点水沾沾我的舌头，因为当啊，这个财主呢，在阴间里头非常的啊受苦，因为火焰非常的热。
But verse 24 here describes that I am in agony in this flame.
啊，二十四节特别提到说，我在这里火焰里啊，极其痛苦。
I'm sure because this is he can feel it truly, so he suffered a lot. So the expression of his heart is agony.
啊，这个财主啊，的确啊，在深受啊这个地狱阴间的火焰的痛苦。啊，因此他才发出这样的一个呼喊。
Maybe we think the life after death, there's no any life, such things after life.
啊，或许有些人想说啊，我死了就了结了，没有什么这个来生的事。
Of course, when we look at the death body, the death body never react anyway, never respond.
啊，你看一个死尸啊，这个死尸啊，不会有任何反应的。
But here talking about, it's not talking about the body react.
啊，但是圣经没有讲到这个死尸是不是有反应。
Verse 22, the both of them die and bury, which is their body already disappeared.
啊，二十二节提到说两个都死了啊，而且他们都埋葬了啊，这个尸体也看不见了。
So the verse 24 is talking about this agony is came from the rich man's soul.
啊，所以二十四节提到说啊，这个在火焰里头极其痛苦啊，这是真是从这个。啊，这个财主啊，他的灵魂发出来的哭声。
And talking about the soul has a sense.
啊，提到说他的灵魂啊，真的有感觉。
Can feel the suffering.
啊，他可以感觉在火焰里头的痛苦。
I'm not trying to scare you about this topic about you know the place is a, it gives us like a intense like a scaring you.
啊，我不是啊故意用这个啊这个。啊，比喻啊的事情啊，来恐吓你啊，这个啊，这个阴间的痛苦。
But we just go through all this, the verse by verse. We just think about it, what it happened to them.
啊，但是都是我们查考圣经啊，一章一章、一节一节的读啊，我们发现哎、啊，到底他们死后发生了什么事
？So that this story served us to let us to prepare ourselves.Do not let us go through the same consequences that the rich man received.
啊，所以这段圣经啊，告诉我们啊，就是说我们不要像这个财主啊，因为他不信神，啊、他结果呢，就是到阴间火焰受苦。
Let us look at the Bible, then let us learn even from one of these parables, the soul has a feeling and own emotions.
啊，至少让我们啊，从这个圣经里头看出来说，我们死了，但是这个灵魂还是有感觉的。啊，在这个阴间受苦 啊，的确是啊，非常的这个惨痛。
Look at verse 25.
我们看25节。
And Abram said, "Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony."
25节说，亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，所以他在这里的安慰，你倒受痛苦。
And verse 26.
26节,
and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
26节说，不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到那边去不能，从那边到这边来也是不能的。
Here, the Abram described these two places completely separated.
啊，亚伯拉啊提到说啊啊，圣经提到说这两个啊地方啊是完全深渊隔绝的。
And also, the previous verse already described these two places very different place.
啊，刚才读的圣经也提到说这两个地方绝对是不同的。
One place is being comforted and to rest, but the other place is full of agonies and of suffering.
啊，在一边的地方呢是可以得到安慰。另外一边是极其的受痛苦。
Bible continually mentioned about these messages.
啊，这圣经里头一直在提到这样子同样的信息。
And when you look at the last scriptures of a book of Revelation.
啊，尤其是我们读到圣经最后一本书啊，就是启示录。
And this book talking about what will happen to our humans.
啊，因为这个启示录讲到人类最后的结局是什么。
Especially end times.
啊，尤其是在这末后的时代。
And let's look at the one that Revelations chapter 21.
啊，我们来看一下这个圣经的最后一本书启示录，我们来看二十一章。
Those who believe in God and those who have they keep the faith. 啊，
这个提到那些信主的人，而且他们啊持守住信心。
And just like the one that the Lazarus, they receive this comfort.
啊，就好像是拉撒路啊在今生受苦。
Revelation chapter 21, verse
4. 21章的第四节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 4.
啊，启示录二十一章的第四节。
And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and they shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mournings, or crying, or pains. The first things has passed away.
啊，二十四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
You know, the rich man had his life of the full of tears and full of sufferings.
啊，因为我们知道这个拉撒路啊，在生前啊，他是极其受痛苦，掉了很多的眼泪。
But when he entered the paradise,
啊，但是后来他到天国去了。
The more there no longer be any tears, any mournings.
啊，在天堂的地方不再有这个悲哀啊，哭嚎疼痛。
We are life seeking for this kind of life of full of comfort and full of true rest in our soul.
啊，事实上，我们都在寻找啊这个地方啊，真的在我们灵魂里头啊，可以得到真正安息的地方。
When we believe in God,
啊，当我们信神的时候
，this paradise come upon to us.
啊，这个天国的确会临到我们的生活当中。
Bible describe us that the kingdom of God is come upon us when we believe in God.
啊，因为圣经告诉我们说，当我们信神的时候，神的国就在我们的心中。
If you truly think about the life, there is a life of seeking for the happiness in this world without God.
你在想今天很多啊世代的人啊，在生活当中没有神，但是他们在寻找欢乐。
It is impossible.
啊，这是做不到的。
But with God, all these things is possible.
啊，但是若是有神的话啊，就真的可以找得到。
Because God is Almighty God.
啊，因为神他是全能的神。
God is the one care in our life those who believe in Him.
啊，神啊，他真的是关心照顾那些相信他的人。
But those who do not believe in God.
啊，但是对那些不信神的人呢
？But end up they have to reach. They also certain place. We already read in the book of Luke chapter 16.
啊，他们最后的结局就是刚才我们所读的路加福音十六章。
But also let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 20.
那我们再看这启示录的第二十章。
And 20 verse 15.
啊，第十五节的地方。
And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. He described of hell.
第25节说, 若有人名字没有记在生命册上, 他要扔在火湖里头, 这就是描写第一。
So if your name and my name is not written in the book of life,
若是你的名字或者是我的名字没有登记在生命册上,
no matter what we achieve in this world,
不管我们在今生有成就多大,
one place is only one place is a fire, the lake of fire.
只要我名字不在生命册上，我们只有一个地方可以去, 那个就是第一的火湖。
We know that thousands of years ago, there's many rich men was there at that time in history.
在这个1000多年以前，在人类的历史上，有很多有财主的人。
There were many, many powerful men in this world.
在过去，这个人类历史有很多很有钱柄的人。
But they're not here in this world anymore.
今天他们不在这个今生了。
Because they all died.
因为他们都过去的都死了。
But if those names are not written in the book of life,
但是他们的名字都是没有记在生命册上。
They go to the same place that rich man goes.
他们所去的就是像财子所去的那个痛苦的地方。
Where we can find out their power, where we can find out their material, you know, the glories.
他们去了那个地方以后，还有谁在纪念他们过去的这荣华富贵？
It's all disappeared.
因为他们过去今生的成就都过去了。
Can you put your heart to the those material things in your mind so that you can rely upon them?
你真的能够把心里头想的那些物质的生活是成为你可以寄托的这个有希望的地方吗？
But when death come upon our life,
因为当死临到我们身上的时候,
and then the force of death say, now I want to take your life tonight.
那个死亡的前世跟你讲说, 今天我就要带你的灵魂走了。
No matter what you achieved in this world,
不管你在今生的成就多大,
maybe you have a wonderful husband and wonderful wife,
说不定你有一个很好的丈夫或妻子。
Maybe you already achieved in this world, become a rich man already.
或者是你在今生大有成就，像一个财主。
Maybe you have a good job in this world.
或者是说你有很好的工作。
But when the force of death come upon us, ask for our life, then we cannot do anything at the moment.
但是当这个死亡的天使临到。 的时候要拿走你生命的时候，你什么都存不了了。
We have to give up by that moment.
那个时候你所拥有的一切都要放弃的。But
when the moments when the death force come to take away our life,
但是当死亡的前世来到要拿你的生命走的时候，
the moment if we do not prepare our life for believing God for eternal life,
若是我们没有准备好我们的心，相信神得到永生的话，
it is too late.
那么那个时间就太晚了。
God is a merciful God.
但是神他是蛮有慈悲怜悯的神。
God continue to give us a life every day morning. Let us wake up and do our work, and let us have a healthy body. Continue to do our maintaining our life.
每天早晨，神都赐给我们健康的身体，美好的清晨，让我们的生命能够存续下去。
Why God give us a life? Why let us maintain our life?
为什么神给我们生命，让我们能够存活下去呢？
Because let us acknowledge of God.
因为让我们因此有机会来认识神。
Because we as a Christian, we know where we came from.
因为我们基督徒，我们知道我们从哪里来。
We believe that God is a creator.
我们相信说神他就是造物主。
Of course, we came from our parents.
当然我们是从父母亲而生的。
But originally, we came from God.
但是我们原来是从神而来的。
Because God created us.
因为神他创造了你跟我。
But if we do not believe in God,
但是若是我们不愿意信神的话,
we do not truly know where we came from actually.
那我们就真的不知道我们从哪里来了。
Do you think our parents are so smart enough to make sense that give us create this five fingers and a wonderful head and a wonderful body and wonderful feet?
你想想我们的父母亲真的这么有智慧，给我们生下来有这么这个五个指头，两只手两只脚，完全都是很健全的身体吗？
Maybe our parents maybe never received any education.
或许我们的父母亲过去没有受过任何教育。
But still we came from our parents.
但是我们还是从他们而生。
Is that the design of our parents, then our bodies?
是不是我们父母亲早就设计好我们的身体呢？
Somebody designed us.
不是的，真的是有人设计好这一切。
Let us maintain our life in this manner because it's love of God.
我们的生活生命能够存留下去，这是出于神的爱。
Bible continues telling us, I am the one.
这个圣经一直在讲说，神说我就是那一位。
God himself.
就是神他自己本身。
We have to believe in God. We have to go back to God.
我们必须要回到神，神那里，我们必须要来相信有神。
If we do not believe in God,
因为都是我们不愿意相信有神的话。
On the last day, we have to face the judgment.
到那一天最后的时候，我们要面临审判。
Not only the last day, but the day of the death become our own judgment.
不仅是要等到这个最后审判的那一天，就是我们死的那一天，这就成为我们审判的日子了。
This book of Luke chapter 16 and this parable explained to us.
因为刚才所读路加福音十六章主耶稣所说的比喻告诉我们这些事情很清楚。
And let's look at the Hebrew chapter 9.
我们看这个希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Hebrew chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment.
二十七节说，按着定命，人人多有一死，死后且有审判。
It is important words. Inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, I'm sure everybody agree on this.
我相信大家都能够同意这一句话，就是人人多有一死。
But we have to continue to expand our belief. Has to be extend until the last portion also. After this comes judgment.
但是只有是相信说人人都有意识还不够的，我们还要再相信下面这一句话：死后仍有审判。
Then I will go back to the story about this the rich man, the Lazarus.
所以因此我们又回到主耶稣所说的财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
This poor man Lazarus believed God.
因为这个拉撒路这个穷的乞丐，他相信有神。
But poor this rich man never thought about life after death.
但是这个财主他从来没有考虑过他来世的问题。
According to the Bible, chapter 16, he never done any bad things to the people.
这个十六章也没有记载说这个财主在今生活的时候他做些任何这个待人不好、虐待人的事。
This rich man never commit adulteries or any kind of sin that we think that it's considered as bad. But life is just maintained, just enjoy his life.
这个财主圣经没有记载说他犯了什么这样子的犯罪的行为，做错什么坏的事，没有。圣经只有记载说他是天天奢华宴乐。
But problem is ignorance about his even spiritual life.
他的问题就是他奢华宴乐，他从来没有关心他灵魂的重要。
He do not repent.
他没有悔改。
He do not truly believe in God.
他没有真正的来相信神。
Simply these factors make his life to pull him in his life after death into the torments.
只有单单前面的这两个因素就注定他死后要去的地方了。
Maybe we think that I never be as a, like a bad people like a commit any crime in this world.
有些人想说我在一生当中从来没有做过任何坏的事情来害别人的。
Yes, I want to be a nice person. So I want to keep abide in the law, and I never offend other people.
他想说我从来没有这个犯法或者是做任何的事伤害别人。
But Bible telling us ignorance of our spiritual life, it is a sin.
但是圣经告诉我们只要我们忽略不重视我们属灵的生活，这本身就是一个罪。
Do not believe in God, it is a, it receive the consequences.
因为我们今生不相信有神的话，那么来世有注定我们的命运了。
And Jesus came to this world, opened the way of salvation to the whole people.
主耶稣到这个世界上来，给我们开了一个得救的恩门。
Before Jesus came to this world, the God already chose that His chosen race, the descendant of Abraham's only.
主耶稣还没到这世上来之前，神已经拣选了这亚伯兰的后裔来做他的选民。
But after Jesus came to this world, opened the way of salvation more wider to reach to every people in this world.
主耶稣到世上来把这个得救的恩门更开广阔。 使多人能够因信神而得救。
And they proclaimed a very simple and very precious the gospel of salvation from the Bible.
那么因此从这个圣经里头来这跟我们阐明这个得救的福音到底是什么。
Simply say, believe in him.
很简单的就是我们要单纯的来相信耶稣。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
我们看约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3 verse from 15.
约翰福音第三章第十五节读起。
John chapter 3 verse 15 to 17.
约翰福音第三章十五节到十七节。
Chapter 3, verse from 15.
三章十五节开始。
That whoever believes may in him have eternal life. 16.
十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 17.
十七节。
For God did not send the son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He mentioned theGod sent the only Son, Jesus, to this world. So let the people to believe in Him have an eternal life.
我们来想一想就神他爱世人，那么把他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Verse 16 here mentioned that whoever believe in Him should not perish.
尤其十六节讲说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But whoever To disbelieve in him, then shall be perished.
但是那些不信他的人，他们的罪就被定了。
But because we believe in him and have an eternal life.
但是我们信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the purpose God sent His only Son, verse 17.
这个在十七节这就是主耶稣神差遣他儿子降世的原因。
For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world.But that the world should be saved through him.
所以因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
This is the grace of God.
这就是神的恩典。
We are now under the grace of God now.
今天我们是在恩典的时代。
This generation is not under the generation of judgment.
这个时代还不是在受审判的时代。
Because Jesus came to this world to die on the cross.
因为主耶稣到世上来为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Now open the gate of salvation widely to everybody.
因此打开这个福音得救的门让大家可以进来。
But here the mention that those who believe.
但是圣经讲说那些信他的人。
Believe is only just ask for our heart.
这个相信就是神所要看的就是我们的一个心。
Let's look at the continue, look at the chapter 3 verse 36.
我们看这第三章的36节。
Chapter 3 verse 36.
约翰福音三章三十六节。
He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide on him.
他说信主的人有永生，不信子的得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
We have to understand the good news is gives us a life and hope in our to us.
我们相信这个得救的福音给我们带来好的消息让我们能够信主得永生。
But it doesn't mean that there's the other side.
而且但是他也告诉我们另外一件事。
Believe and there is a salvation, there's eternal life. But if you do not believe, if you do not obey the word of God, and what happened, the wrath, and also the shall not see the life.
因为我们信主的人得到永生，但是不信主的人就得不着永生，而且神的震怒藏在他的身上。
This is the word of God.
那么这是神的话。
Let's look at the one more verse, John chapter 5, verse 24.
我在看一段圣经，我们看约翰福音的第五章二十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 24.
约翰福音第五章二十四节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
在这里说，我实实在在告诉你们，听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Every time when Jesus talking about very important issue, very serious issue, then he mentioned that truly, truly, I say to you.
当主耶稣提到很重要的事的时候，他会说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
All the word of come from the Jesus Christ is very important.
这个从主耶稣的话。 在口中讲出的话是实实在在的。
But when we think it's the most important thing is issue when he bring up to talk to the people, and then he mentioned that truly, truly, I say to you.
当主耶稣提到这个关于人生最重要问题的时候，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
I hopefully you can hear today this word.
我希望今天你听到主耶稣讲实实在在告诉我们的话。
It's not what I say, but it's what the word of God and Jesus said.
不是我刚才所说的，乃是根据圣经耶稣所说的。
I do not want to exaggerate this word, just plainly what the verse 24 says.
因为我不要夸张这个刚才所说的。乃是根据圣经实实在在的读出来而已。
Let's look at it one more time.
让我们再读一次。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
说我实实在在的告诉你们。
He who hears my word.
那听见我话的。
And believe in him who sent me has eternal life.
又信那差我来的就有永生。
And does not come into judgment.
而且是不至于定罪。
But has passed out of death into life.
乃是出死入生了。
I hope that you believe in God and accept the gospel of salvation.
所以今天晚上我希望你能够来相信神，能够接受这个得救的福音。
So you can have eternal life.
因此你就有永生。
And we know that Luke chapter 16, you can be rich, you can be poor.
我们刚才提到路加十六章，你可能是一个财主或者是一个穷的乞丐。
But you die, I die one day.
但是以后你跟我都会有一死的。
But this parable gives us a message that death is not our end of our life.
但是主耶稣所说的比喻讲说死不就是了结了，不是的。
Beginning of new life.
乃是另外一个开始。
The one who received Jesus as their saviors, they can change.Your life is a new beginning, which is with full of encouragement and comfort.
那些相信耶稣的人他们在死后他们要去的地方是有来生的指望就是将来天国的福气。
This is a matter of eternity.
那么这就是我们所说的永生。
We know that when they look at all the animals,
我们今天看这个所有的动物
，include the man,
包括人在内
，only one species acknowledge God.
只有这个万物的灵长就是人才会来承认有神的。
Because we man.
因为我们就是人。
Because God give us this sense and understanding.
因为神他赐给我们这个智慧，让我们能够来追求，来相信明白他。
But we have to use this wonderful sense for our salvation.
但是我们必须要用我们这样的一个智慧的心来寻找我们要得救的这个门路。
Simply believe in him.
我们要单纯的相信神。
Have you seen the movie The Passion of Christ?
你是不是最近看见这个耶稣受难的这个电影？
The movie itself described the death of Jesus, his suffering of Jesus Christ.
因为这个耶稣受难这个电影他就在描写耶稣怎样子为我们罪受苦。
He's suffering because of our sin.
因为他因我们的罪他来受苦。
But why he willing to suffer himself for in such manners?
但是主耶稣为什么愿意为我们的罪来受这样的苦呢？
Because he loves us.
因为主耶稣爱我们。
Because he created us.
因为主耶稣他创造了我们。
But he knows that we are sinners.
但是他知道我们是罪人。
He has to take care of our sin first, and then he can restore our image back.
他必须要为我们先解决这个罪的问题，然后让我们再恢复到这个神原来造我们人的形象。
So he himself suffered in that manner and died on the cross for us.
因此主耶稣在十字架上为你我的受苦受死。
What only we can do for the Lord is believe in him.
我们能够做到一件事就很简单的，就是我们要单纯的相信他。
And then we can have eternal life.
然后我们就有得到永生。
After this eternity of peace and this eternity of comfort becomes yours.
我们相信神那么神所答应给我们这天国永远的福气这个得救的永生就是你的了。